Views, thoughts, and opinions from guests on the Leadership Institute podcast belong solely to them and do not necessarily reflect the views of Montana State University. From the campus of Montana State University in Bozeman, welcome to the Leadership Institute podcast, a show with front row access to the brightest minds on campus and experts from around the globe who share with us leadership inspiration and insights. I'm Megan Rodriguez, and I'm a student associate at the Leadership Institute and will be your host for today's episode. The Montana State University Leadership Institute welcomed Sherabon Tahura, an alumni of the U.S. Department of State, to experience cultural exchange in Bozeman, Montana. Sherabon is a community solution program leader and a development practitioner with over 9 years of experience of working with Bangladesh youth. She works on skills development projects that offer inclusive employment opportunities to everyone, regardless of sex, gender, ethnicity, or disability. She is passionate to foster inclusive learning environments for youth using gender equity and social inclusion strategies with a focus on soft skills and digital literacy. Sherabon will talk about inclusive language in addressing our own biases in this episode.
Hello everyone, whoever is listening. My name is Sherabon Tahura and I'm from Bangladesh. I'm an alumni of the United States State Department. I got to work with Leadership Institute in 2021 as a part of a practicum experience from the Community Solutions Program Fellowship, CSP. CSP is IREX's global exchange program that brings youth leaders around the world who are working to bring positive change in their communities.
How did you get your role in the Community Solution Program, and what exactly is it?
So I'm the 10th cohort of the Community Solutions Program, and I applied back in 2019 before the COVID appeared. I was among the 82 finalists chosen among 7,800 and plus applications. So because of COVID, we couldn't have the experience in person. In 2021, actually, we got to experience it virtually. We had our fellowship, the leadership development course, as well as we were placed at a host organization based in the United States. I was placed with Leadership Institute, and we worked through the fall semester virtually, where I got to work with student associates, students, and my focus area is gender and women issues. So I had a blast talking to the students regarding equality, equity, diversity, and inclusion.
Sherabon's help was amazing and has truly shaped every event that has happened since we first started working with her. Sherabon continues to grow in her skills through BRAC. BRAC is the organization Sherabon works with. As they state in their website, BRAC is a leading international nonprofit with a mission to empower people and communities in situations of poverty, illiteracy, disease, and social justice. They design proven, scalable solutions that equip people with the support, skills, and confidence they need to lift themselves out of poverty and achieve their potential. Please describe to us what your role is here.
I'm a soft skills practitioner, soft skills facilitator, curriculum and training materials developer, but I work as a senior specialist. I get to work with skills program, skills training projects and training curriculum focusing on employability skills, communications and leadership and being able to contribute to your own community.
Sherabon's own philosophy on her center and inclusion is inspiring and is something that gave us all at the Leadership Institute something more to think about throughout our daily lives and every event, training, and discussion we host. How did you find your philosophy? And describe it more to us.
Yes, I remember when I first learned about how inclusion is important and how we can implement it in our workplace, in our personal life, in our governance and policies. So there's always this question that everyone should identify first, that what is your approach? When you look at disability, when you look at diversity, what approach do you have? So do you consider it as a problem, like a medical problem that needs to be cured? Or do you look at it as a charitable model, like, oh, that person have a disability and you feel sympathized towards that person. So that's, both of the situations are not friendly, are not inclusive. So whenever we are doing something, we are talking about any approach, any actions that we want to take to ensure inclusion, we have to look at it from a social model, a human right-based approach, so that we consider disability not as a thing to sympathize or a thing we look at as a problem, but we treat it as human right-based. So as humans have rights, everybody should be treated equally and they have equal rights. So treat anybody as a person first, not what their condition is, like their background, social status, color, race, gender, ethnicity, sexual orientation, abilities or disabilities. I actually challenged myself. My work was focused on youth, especially, I mean, youth who are trying to make a career, you know, develop themselves and find a profession. But through the Community Solutions Program, when we got involved into how do we serve our own community, where is it needed? Then I asked myself, do I have the capacity to, you know, challenge myself to work in a sector that I haven't worked before? So then I focused on the area of inclusion and disabilities. From a personal story I can recollect is, I do have a sister who has a cognitive disabilities, and I saw how she's treated in my family. And I cannot describe how hurt I feel sometimes the way she's been treated in my own family, in my own community, in my own country, and the barriers she faces and the day-to-day challenges that she comes across. So I, from a personal story, it's not about them doing something for them. It's about, I don't want to be treated differently if I have a disability. So this is for me. I'm doing this for me because we all are temporarily abled persons. We are persons with temporary abilities. We do not know when we can have one barrier or challenge. So I'm working for inclusion so that we, all of us, are treated equally and get equal access to opportunities.
Living our everyday lives, many are given a bubble of comfort where we aren't exposed to and must deal with equality issues that many around the globe experience every day. Cherubon's work has helped to fix and address these equality issues and give better opportunities for those who are experiencing these problems.
First of all, it's not easy being a feminist in a country like Bangladesh, because we're still, women are expected to behave in certain ways. There are certain expectations from society and family as well as. So me being a non-conformist, I do not follow and I do not agree with most of the things that are expected from a woman typically, you know, in a patriarchal society. So the challenges are, first of all, if you are outspoken, people will judge you, that why you are speaking so much, why do you have so many opinions. So that is something, a big challenge, that you don't have the freedom to be outspoken or to voice out your opinion, and later on working on it, taking actions on it. So for example, we do have issues with accessible transportations and inaccessible buildings and infrastructures. We do have issues of safety and security. We, a lot of surveys I can mention that have showed women do not feel safe to go out of their home after 6 p.m. because there is always a threat of being harassed. And on, not just on the streets, women are not safe even at their households. Even during COVID, we got to see that the domestic violence increased in a rapid number. So these challenges are to begin with, like, why I'm doing this, so that we can educate people, so that no, all genders are same treatments should be given. Nobody should be feeling insecure or unsafe being in their own home or being in their own community. So that's a way to look at why I want to be associated with an organization that works to bring inclusivity as well as to bring social inequitable changes.
If you'd like to learn more about the program Cherubon is working with and is a part of, visit the link in the episode description. This was the Leadership Institute podcast from the campus of Montana State University in Bozeman. I am your host, Megan Rodriguez, and I co-produce this episode with Vanessa Zamora. Music in this podcast is The Zeppelin by Aeronaut. If you enjoy this podcast, please share it with your friends and within your networks. For more information on how to get involved, visit us online at montana.edu/leadership. Thanks for tuning in.